John chapter 1 and verses 12 and 13. Let me pick up, though, from the previous discourse. Christ came into the world. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Children, born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. Christ came into the world. There were two reactions to him. One, some did not recognize him, did not want him, did not receive him, did not believe in him, did not rely upon him, turn to him, worship him. They hated him, and they wanted him crucified, and they put an end to him, or so they thought. They refused him. But others did welcome him. They did believe in his name. They did trust him and receive him. And of course, this is going on today. Wherever the gospel is preached, even through my discourses, perhaps the majority who would in the world, if they listened to it, reject the word, reject the gospel offer, reject the Christ. There are some who will welcome the gospel, welcome the offer, welcome the Christ, and receive him. Now John here, in verses 12 and 13, takes us further. But before we just look at those verses in a little more detail, but it's only a brief discourse, let me remind you that John has his own peculiar way of writing. We all do. Paul did. You can tell these different writers by their style of writing, and it goes on today. Even with me, with my speaking and with my writing, you can tell it's me. Now, one of John's peculiarities, I don't mean that in any pejorative sense, it's just his way of speaking, is to put things seemingly in the wrong way round. You get this especially in his letter, 1 John. You have to read him the right way. You can read him the wrong way. Let me try and illustrate it. I can make a statement like this. It's raining. I put up my umbrella. That means, because it's raining, that moves me to put up my umbrella. But I could make the statement, I put up my umbrella, it was raining. And it can be misread that I put up my umbrella and that caused the rain to start. Both sentences, both statements are perfectly correct, but you have to understand it in the order the person making the statement intended. Here, John starts with the receiving of Christ, yet to all who received him. And he explains this. That is, they believe, they trust in his name, in his person, in his work. They receive him, they welcome him. They trust him, they rely upon him, they love him, they yield to him. They welcome with open arms and open heart, open mind, they receive the Christ. They take him into their souls. But to understand John's logic, you now go to the end of the text. What makes the difference between these who receive the Christ and those who reject the Christ? Those who welcome Jesus and those who will not have him at any price. What makes the difference? Verse 13 at the end, regeneration. God in his sovereign grace by his Spirit. John chapter 3. God in his sovereign grace by his Spirit breaks in upon a man or woman, regenerates them in the secret work of God. And then this leads them, immediately I would say, but it leads them then into Christ by faith, by welcome, by the welcome of Christ, by the receiving of Christ. They're regenerated and they fly to Christ. They trust Christ. They welcome Christ. It's not that believing causes the regeneration. It's the regeneration is the spring and source and opening of the believing and the repentance. The welcome, the receiving, is through the sovereign act of God's Spirit. Romans chapter 9, John chapter 6, and other places too will teach this very fully. John puts some negatives here, several negatives. They're not born of natural descent. It's not human decision. It's not a husband's will. What is he saying? It's not by natural descent. It's not by family tie. It's not by tradition. It's not by association. It's by the sovereign distinguishing act of mercy, power, by the Spirit, called regeneration. How these things need to be said today. You're not a Christian because your father was a Christian. You're not a believer because your mother was a believer. You don't become a believer, you don't become a true child of God by going to church or chapel, by associating with those who are the children of God. It's not any human association, any human act. It's a sovereign act of God by His Spirit in regeneration. Immediately, I would say, leading to a saving trust in Christ. And, John says, those who do so trust Christ are called and known as the children of God. He gave them the right, the privilege, the authority, the power, the dignity of becoming, being known as, really being the children of God. The Greek word he uses here speaks of family likeness. They become spiritual. They become Christ-like. There's a huge mass of doctrine here, united to Christ and so on. But in this short discourse, I just leave it here. The family likeness, they're taken out of the family likeness to Adam and to Satan, the darkness that they were born in. And they're brought into the likeness of Christ, spiritual life, the children of God. And it's not by natural descent, it's not by human association or human acts, it's not by sacraments and all that kind of diabolical nonsense. It's by the sovereign act of God, producing in them the life of God, which enables them and moves them to cry out to Christ for salvation. They then are the children of God indeed. What's the application of this? Brother, sister, this has happened to you. You were born in Adam under the wrath of God, dead in sins. I care not who your parents were. You were born dead in Adam in sin, ruined in the fall, under the wrath of God. But you are a believer in Christ. That's because God in His sovereign power and grace has worked in you by His Spirit. And He's brought you to Jesus. Bless and praise His name now. And live as a child of God. Show your family likeness today. Show to the world how true Christians, men and women of God, live. Unbeliever, what can I say to you? Your business is with the believing. Yes. You see, condemnation comes through unbelief, John chapter 3. That is your responsibility. You will not believe. You will not welcome the Christ. So I say to you, your great concern is, will you receive the Christ? Will you receive Him now? I plead with you to do so. And once you have received Him, then I will say to you, look at this text that proves that God has regenerated you, that proves that you were worked upon by His Spirit. You really are the child of God then. And it's all been by sovereign grace, power of God. But your concern is whether or not you will believe. You say, well, there's an equality here. There is, and I don't hide it from you. Unbelief is my responsibility, is your responsibility. Trusting Christ in regeneration is God's sovereign love and grace to enable me to do it. If I believe, it's because God has regenerated me. To him be all the praise. If I refuse, it's because I have refused. You say, well, that doesn't seem fair. I'm not here to apologize. I'm here to preach it. I'm not here to explain it. I'm here to expound it. And this is the truth of Scripture. If I am condemned, it's my fault. It's your fault if you're condemned. If you are brought to Christ, then all praise to God, for by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But this is the condemnation, the light has come into the world, and men have loved darkness rather than light. So see that you refuse not him who speaks, receive the Christ now, and you will become a child of God. With the family likeness. Believer, as I say, rejoice in the Lord, and now live it out to the praise and the glory of your Father. I'll close with a hymn by Richard Burnham. Lost in the ruins of the fall, I lay an awful night, till great Jehovah changed my heart, and gave me heavenly light. Born of the Lord, I rose from sin, flew to the Prince of Peace. He loved the risings of my soul, and showed a smiling face. Born of the Lord, I feel a power that draws to Jesus' blood, loosens my soul from chains of guilt, and ties it fast to God. Born of the Lord, I can't allow that sin should rule my heart, but long that every evil thought might evermore depart. Born of the Lord, my happy soul in flames of love arise. Love my dear Father and his flock, and love his holy ways. Born of the Lord, I soon shall fly to his bright abode, rise to the honors of his throne, to live and reign with God. Christ was in the world, and the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God.